Well, hello,
Love Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Leari, the Center for Work Life. Happy New Year. It's been about a month or so since we last spoke. I wanted to welcome you to the Top Performer Show on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us today. And starting the new year is very, very exciting. And, of course, everyone has New Year resolutions. And what better way to start the new resolution with something that's actually very adjacent and congruent to you as a person? Your business and your people are not that different from you, or they shouldn't be, as a matter of fact. So the information that you broadcast, the leadership style that you bring on board, and all the different modes and productivity that you take ownership for is what ends up going on in your company and in your baby, basically. So today, our title is going to be Your Competitive Advantage. And based on the research that I've been doing, I've been involved with customer service and sales training for the past 15 years or so, individually as a human resources person, as well as the fact that from a consulting perspective, I've worked with many different organizations. I realize that a lot of times what a lot of companies and sales reps actually believe to be their strong suit is not necessarily their strong suit. It's more a matter of luck, and what they're ending up as bringing on board is just because of the fact that they happen to be in the right place at the right time. And hopefully after this show, you are able to take away some key pointers in consideration for how you can actually work out of the luck zone and bring on board your the results of your sales with a bigger scope, with a bigger ability, and with a higher confidence in the sense that what you're doing is actually what's amounting to your bottom line results. Even if a company has better quality or better service, it won't convince its customers just by saying so, because many of its competitors will be saying the exact same thing, as you know. So how can you demonstrate your competitive advantage? So first of all, I want to start by saying what exactly is a competitive advantage. So a competitive advantage needs to be something that's communicated in a very, very brief way. It needs to be very clear. So if someone asks you a question and says, what is your competitive advantage, whether it is actually for you as an individual or for your company or for both, it needs to be very, very clear. So your statement of your competitive advantage normally has four components: your name, your company's name, a statement about a typical problem experienced in your target market, an intriguing statement about how you can help solve that problem. And that's that. So it's very, very brief, but all of the components are equally important, and especially the last component, which is an intriguing statement, is definitely an understatement. It needs to be something that grabs attention. It's something that basically, you know, when we were reading Marvel comics back in the day, they had in the little boxes, bam, pow. This is basically the bam and the pow. The statement of competitive advantage is basically a 30-second statement, and it's what differentiates your company in the marketplace. So, for example, let's take an example of the owner of a company. It's a prescription company for doctors, for example. My name is Marlene, and I'm the owner of the company, the prescription for doctors, physicians. And physicians today are being pressured by insurers, employers, patients to cut healthcare costs. Yet overhead costs for physicians are constantly rising. We provide a service that allows the physician to spend more time with patients' overhead costs at the same time, resulting in better quality care at a lower cost. It's just what the doctor ordered. So what you notice about that is immediately, obviously, her name. And then after that, as she's describing herself, she's talking about her position in the company as well. So it's straightforward from what that description was a few minutes ago that we talked about competitive advantage. Then she immediately jumps into a typical problem. So the typical problem that she talked about was that there's a lot of pressure by a lot of insurance companies to physicians today, in the sense that in order to cut healthcare costs, the doctors are having to see more patients, more faster, and therefore service is something that is underestimated at that point. So this individual named Marlene is coming out basically and saying, what's special about our service is that it allows the physician to spend more time with the patient. What? How is this possible? The doctor will ask. And it will cut overhead costs at the same time. So my worry at the end of the day as a physician is I need to see more patients if I want to get reimbursement. And in order to get reimbursement, I need to be able to book as many appointments within that hour and get them out the door so I could have a benefit statement returned to the company saying this is how many I saw, so I could get reimbursed for that, and that way I can pay my staff and have a salary at the end of the year. So this person is basically coming down and saying, no, you don't have to do that because our service is going to constantly help you have better service and cut your overhead costs as well. Let's do another example. So let's take the example of Mike. And Mike is in the car sales industry. So Mike says, my name is Mike from Competitive Motors. We found that there's a lot of confusion in the automotive market today because there have been over 150 new models introduced in just the past 3 years. We developed a computer book that profiles everything the buyer wants in a car, and in less than 5 minutes, identifies the models most likely to fit their needs. Bam. So what is Mike clearly stating right here? Is he coming around and saying, well, our cars are awesome. We have comfort. We have technology. We're offering cars that have this much horsepower. This car will make you feel like a lion in the jungle. This car will help you get the partner of your dreams. This is a lot of things that you hear in the market, whether it's in media or in the showrooms where you're walking into the dealership. This is the question that you want to ask. If you were the car salesman, how the heck do you know what the customer is looking for? What if they are married and they're not really looking to gain a partner by driving this car? What if they live in an area with a 30-mile zone where horsepower is really not on the top of their list? Do you want to walk in and tell them that this car has a high horsepower compared to the gas mileage and yada, yada, yada? That's the reason why Mike's performance and the way he's representing the company is actually very strong. He's coming out and saying, listen, I'm not going to guess what is good for you as a car. I'm going to give you that advantage. I'm going to put in your hand this special product that our company came up with, which is basically a quote-unquote computer book, which has a profile of everything in general that buyers in the market are looking for. And within a minute, it basically spits out models most likely to fit their needs, fit your needs. So you give it your formula, and it gives you the results or the solution. That sounds good to me. So some of the specifics that we talked about, I think they should probably hit home for you. There are a lot of different kinds of businesses out there, obviously, so we can't really pick every example. But here's another example that I'd like to do with you that has to do with a service. So let's say I work for FedEx. Federal Express will get it there overnight, but so will other companies. So what used to be actually an advantage is no longer an advantage. It's actually just the status quo. However, FedEx has a provable better tracking record. So that's their advantage. And they can tell you in real time exactly where your package is. And that's unique. So the two things we talked about, before, where you have to bring that out to the customer, the advantage and uniqueness. If you're providing an advantage and so is someone else giving you that advantage as well, at that point, I'm going to price shop. And the whole point is never, never, ever want to put the customer in a place where they price shop. A lot of times I've heard salespeople, individuals, business owners, all different sorts of companies complain that day after day, they are confronted with people that are price shopping. They are very tired and very, very annoyed with the fact that everybody's constantly price shopping us. How can they do that? We have such a unique product. Well, guess what? You are probably not doing a very good job of showing that your product is unique. You're probably coming across as someone that is talking about how great your product or service is. However, the customer is still not able to differentiate. So you need to be the one to take the ball forward and say, hey, let me show you why our product or service is unique. And that way, I take the guesswork out for you, and you don't ever have to price shop us because, you know, there's nothing out there like us. That's what you want to put out there for your customer, out there that competes with me. I am unique. My product is unique. My service is unique. And you'll be at the top of your game at that point. So I can't stress enough the importance of doing this analysis and knowing your competitive advantage, because this way you'll be in a position to help your customers distinguish between you and your competition. And once they see your uniqueness as an advantage, it will be easier for them to make a decision in your favor. You're going to use the information in every step of the sale. Your entire sales effort will be built around your competitive strengths. And when you're targeting your market, you'll be looking for those clients whose needs are most likely to match your uniqueness and advantages. Something I also want to stress, that not every customer is made for every salesperson. There are just people out there that sometimes are not the right fit. And just like they're shopping, you need to be shopping as well. You need to look for those clients that are unique to your offerings as well. So when you contact clients, you open the conversation by letting them know that you can do for them something that no one else can do. During the exploring phase, you will be asking questions that will uncover their needs in areas where you have uniqueness and advantages. So by asking questions rather than showing up and throwing up, you are finding out specifically what they're looking for. So then you're able to move them to commitment phase. I think that as far as clarity, you're probably a little bit more clear. There's always more where that came from. You can reach us at centerforworklife.com. We have sales training programs as well as one-on-one leadership training that will encompass a lot of these aspects that we talked about today. Once again, thank you for touching base with us today. And we wish you a wonderful and happy and prosperous new year. Talk to you soon.